Right now, we're joined on the air by Chapel Hill Police Chief Chris Blue, filling in for Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger today as part of our Conversations with the Mayor series. Chief, thanks for joining us. Always a pleasure to have you here in the studio today.
Good afternoon, Aaron. I feel fortunate. This is twice in 1 week I've been able to come down here. So you guys are either really kind to me or you're really hurting for on-air content.
You're also, on neither day have you been wearing your uniform. It's always just a little bit of an odd kind of mental disconnect whenever you come in street clothes.
Yeah, I just came from a meeting in Raleigh, a law enforcement meeting in Raleigh. I know that sounds like a really fun meeting.
Oh, yeah,
big time. So dressed down a little bit today.
Well, let's start by talking about a press release that Chapel Hill just released, and I know this is something that the town has been working on for a while, but they've just launched a new mobile app called Chapel Hill Connect, which is a free app that anyone can download where residents can use the app to report non-emergencies. So if you see a pothole or a sidewalk that's broken or a storm drain or something like that that you want to report and you don't know how to do it other than to call 911 and get the whole EMS crew involved, you can report it this way, and then it doesn't put a burden on the police department, which I have to assume you're excited about.
Yeah, well, it's a really cool thing for two reasons. One, that you just said that that it will take some calls that are not necessarily emergency in nature out of that system, and of course that is a good thing. We also know that there are plenty of things that folks need to share with us because they may see it and we don't know about it, but they don't feel like it rises to the level of a 911 call. So this is a really cool way for people to get us information about a big pothole or some of the things that you mentioned, block storm drain and so on. And what's also cool about it, you know, it's amazing how much technology helps us work more efficiently. We've had a kind of a work order software in place for a while that we've been testing across a few departments called C-Click-Fix. Mm-hmm. This will be the public-facing portal that will interface with C-Click-Fix. So you install this on your phone, and I'm looking at the App Store right now. You can install the Chapel Hill Connect on your phone. You just take a picture and make a couple comments about whatever the issue is, and it'll immediately go into our work order system, and that's really cool.
That is really cool. So you're there now. Like, go to the App Store, look for Chapel Hill Connect, and it's right there, right?
Yeah.
That's great.
And
I like, I can think of a time I was walking down Franklin Street not that long ago, and you know, you've got those old trees on the road, and occasionally we get those reports of, oh, this tree is so old it's got to be taken down. I was walking down the street and all of a sudden I see this giant branch like come crashing down on the road from 50 feet up in the air, and I like look, I walk out, I pull the branch off. And it's not a 911 call, but someone should probably know that there's these giant limbs falling. Fortunately, I know half the people in the town just because of my job, so I can just pick up my phone and text someone and say, hey, someone might want to come down and take a look at this. But most people aren't in that position. Like, most people don't know 15 town employees. So this is a great way for people to say, hey, this just happened, not an emergency, but someone ought to take a look at it.
Yeah, it is. And we're really excited about it and hope people will take advantage of it. And that doesn't mean if you don't have a smartphone or haven't yet installed the app that you still can't use the old traditional ways of reaching out to us. But this is one more way that people can get involved and help us be successful in providing service. So we're excited.
What generally does, sort of professional opinion, what does rise to the level where people should be calling 911?
Well, you know, that's a really good question and not an easy one to answer. For many years, and this is still true, actually, in our community, all of our emergency services of any kind are dispatched through one location, and that's the Orange County Emergency Services folks. So that means if you need a fire truck in Carrboro, that's where your call goes, is through Orange County 911. You need a police officer in Hillsborough, and so on. They all go through the same place. And there are some advantages to that, because we get all your reports funneled into one central location, and it makes sure nothing falls through the cracks. We can get report numbers assigned to them. What we also know, though, is that many people have come to this area from, and we have, let me back up, we have used 911 for all kinds of things whenever you need some kind of public service, and doesn't have to be an emergency. But many people have moved here from jurisdictions where you do not call 911 for anything unless it is a serious emergency, which means that many things go unreported because people don't feel comfortable calling 911, or they don't know where else to turn, and they may or may not feel comfortable just calling the front desk of the police department or the fire department. So this app will really help with that. What I would say, when in doubt, if something says to you, I need to report this, I need to report it quickly, call 911. Mm-hmm. It's okay. We prioritize our response. Your call about the tree limb would not keep us from going to a heart attack patient. And it is important for people to know that. But I do think access through apps like the Chapel Hill Connect will give us a chance to engage people in a way that might make them feel more comfortable.
Speaking with Chapel Hill Police Chief Chris Blue, and again, if you want that app on your phone, you can get it now. Just go to the App Store and look for Chapel Hill Connect. It'll come right up. So let's talk about another issue, kind of absolutely no segue whatsoever to it, but last week, media outlets were reporting, and this happened at a Chapel Hill Town Council meeting, where Maria Palmer, former Chapel Hill Town Council member, spoke up at the meeting and raised questions about the police department's role regarding policing of an around Silent Sam. This is sort of UNC's jurisdiction primarily, but I know Chapel Hill Police do get involved in that. What actually is the role of the Chapel Hill Police Department with regard to kind of policing around that statue and kind of demonstrations around it, and what are the alternatives for Chapel Hill Police? I know people are concerned about that.
Well, it's a really good question. I mean, we don't have an official role related to Silent Sam, and that's fine with me, by the way. But I will say that we do have a strong relationship with the university and the entire university as a town, and the university police department as a public safety partner. So we have no direct responsibility for Silent Sam. None of our officers are paying any attention to Silent Sam. We do go on campus sometimes when campus calls for help. Mm-hmm. And that has happened when there have been events that have flared up around Silent Sam. You'll recall last August, there was a pretty big event around Silent Sam. Chapel Hill officers were not on McCorkle Place and were not participating in helping manage that event. However, we certainly were nearby, so we could stop traffic if people made their way from McCorkle Place onto Franklin Street, or you know, otherwise manage any part of the event that made its way off of campus onto town property. And in fact, that event did. Mm-hmm. But as soon as it moved back onto campus, then our officers went back to what they were doing before, and that's been our pretty consistent posture around the Silent Sam debate all along.
Yeah. What is the kind of the difference in the jurisdiction between Chapel Hill and UNC Police? Because I think people are, and I would count myself among them, like not 100% sure about what that line is.
Well, the simplest way to think about it is just UNC Police respond to any UNC property, and mm-hmm. they stay within those boundaries. Generally speaking, the law gives them a little extension outside of that. But for the sake of this discussion, just say anything on their side of the rock wall is UNC Police jurisdiction, and anything on our side is ours. Because the campus is within our territorial jurisdiction of the city limits of Chapel Hill, technically we have jurisdiction on campus. We could go onto campus and write a speeding ticket or something like that, for example. We generally do not do that. We've got plenty to do, and they don't need our help with things like that. But we also have a very close relationship, so if we have something happening on Franklin Street on a Friday night at 1 in the morning, and we say we need some additional officers, our UNC friends are literally steps away, and they're great partners in that regard. And the reverse is true, too. If something is happening in the pit and they need some additional staffing to assist, we're there right away. It's a great relationship. But around Silent Sam, we've been particularly careful in making sure that we observe those boundaries, because it's a complicated issue and it's a university issue.
Mm-hmm. If the police department were to, I think, sort of following up on Maria Palmer's comment, to take kind of a harder stance on Silent Sam and say to UNC, call us if there's a disturbance in the pit, if there's a disturbance around the statue, we won't come, what would the effect of that be?
Well, I don't think we will end up there.
Right.
Because I think, you know, I certainly understand the sentiment behind the question, but I would also say that on the ground, when emergency service providers say we need help with something, then that help is provided not because of anybody's politics. It's provided because we need each other, and we need each other to manage Halloween and basketball celebrations, and when somebody drives a Jeep into the middle of the pit. We need each other, and we don't need to be questioning what are the policy implications or what are the political questions behind whether or not we go. Those are certainly reasonable questions to ask, and I think they're important conversations to have publicly, but also need my colleagues to know that we're going to send support when they need it, and we need that from them too.
Speaking with Chapel Hill Police Chief Chris Blue and kind of going off along that, and this kind of is a segue because UNC and the Chapel Hill Police Departments are cooperating on the Municipal Services Center, right?
Well, we are. The Municipal Services Center is, that discussion is moving along really nicely, and we appreciate all of the support from our council and really great engagement with the neighborhood around the location where it looks like this Municipal Services Center is going to end up.
So this would be new department headquarters just off of Estes Drive.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So we should jump in and say that for people who are just getting into this conversation.
Yeah, it's on Estes Drive near the intersection of Estes and Sewell School Road. Mm-hmm. In fact, right across from future planned access onto the Carolina North property. Mm-hmm. And you probably know we have a number of Town of Chapel Hill departments, all of which are in need of, many of which are in need of some new facilities. So this Municipal Services Center is intended to have police, fire administration, parks and rec, our town ombuds very possibly, our town technology folks, our housing and community folks perhaps. I mean, so we're still nailing down exactly who will be in there and exactly how much space we think we will need and how much space the site can handle. But the conversations are moving along really nicely, and we're excited. If things go well, you know, maybe this time a year from now, we'll actually be turning some shovels over.
Awesome.
We'll see.
And for people who haven't been into the Chapel Hill Police Department headquarters as it currently stands on MLK, give people a sense of what it's like in there and why the need to move.
Well, today it's moist.
Yes.
We had some
inside and out.
Yeah, we had some heavy rains, and when that happens, the building gets wet. The building, we moved in that building in 1980, I think is right. We had about a third of the staff then that we have now. If you walk through, and by the way, we're glad to have a roof and walls, so we're not complaining. But I will say we've outgrown the space, and it has not aged well. It's sitting on a landfill, and it's carved into a hill. And that the shifting terrain and the fact that it's surrounded by dirt means that as the foundation shifts, cracks open up, and the building is not aged well as a result of that. So we're very excited that a conversation about a new facility is moving along, and we appreciate the spirited dialogue about what that should look like and how it ought to be on the site, and been really appreciative of the neighbors who have shared with us their interests. We're working very hard to meet those. So it feels like a good time.
Awesome. We'll keep following that. Speaking with Chapel Hill Police Chief Chris Blue again, anything else that people ought to know about?
Well, I do want to make one totally, as you mentioned, not a smooth segue. I'm going to make not a smooth segue myself.
God, I thought I was the only one.
No. I'm just encouraged. I looks like I've got a future in radio.
That's good.
One of my assistant chiefs came on right before the holidays this past year and talked about house checks, and you guys had a wonderful conversation to encourage people to do house checks. With the holidays approaching, we saw record numbers of house check forms completed, so thank you, WCHL, for helping us spread the word about that. And what we saw this past holiday season, a time of year when break-ins do spike, we saw a 38% decrease in residential break-ins when compared to the previous year. We very much attribute that to the fact that people took us up on the offer of filling out a house check form, letting us know when they're out of town, which gives us a chance to come by and check the property. It provides more visibility in your neighborhood in your absence, and you can't argue with those results. That's a dramatic drop in break-ins. And we know that when students are out of town and when people are moving into vacation time, break-ins spike, whether it's the holidays or the end of the semester, moving into the summer. So here we are again. And what we would ask is, if you're going on vacation this summer, or if you're a student and you have a rental property and you're going to be gone for the first session or second session of summer school, go on our website, look for the house check form, fill it out. It'll ask you information about who's supposed to be there, who's not, what car's in the driveway, et cetera. You can leave emergency contact information, and we will check on your property for you. And we're hoping to have the same kind of results this summer that we had this past holiday season with reduced break-ins. That makes everybody's vacations more pleasant. And so we hope people will take advantage of that. chpd.us, search house check form, and check it out.
Awesome. Were you expecting anything like a 38% drop in break-ins? That's a really significant number from one year to the next.
It is, particularly when you consider we had 25% drop from the previous year.
Mm-hmm.
So to continue to drop in numbers like that, I can't imagine we'll enjoy that kind of success year after year after year. But that's a significant drop, and we were absolutely surprised.
CHPD.us, and then search for...
House checks.
House checks.
That'll get you there.
You can fill out the form. A really, really great opportunity for anyone who's going out of town this summer. Chapel Hill Police Chief Chris Ballew, thank you so much, as always.
Thank you, Aaron. Thanks for having us on.